From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after illegally crossing into the country from Mexico. As Sagar Meghani reports for the AP, the president's statement comes one day after he signed an executive order stopping his administration's policy of separating those families.
It's unclear what'll happen to the more than 2,300 kids already separated in recent weeks. Officials have said they're working to reunite those families, but have few answers on when and how. And critics say the change is not enough. Yes, kids will be kept with their families while detained, but they argue the children should not be held at all. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, House Republican leaders have delayed a vote on a compromise immigration bill until next week. The vote was initially rescheduled for Friday, but then was delayed in hopes of salvaging the measure. The legislation is backed by House Speaker Paul Ryan and was intended to be a compromise between conservative Republicans and moderates. The speaker said Thursday the delay will allow the groundwork to be laid for immigration reform.
And I think these are the seeds that are going to be planted for an ultimate solution, whether they get through today or they get through tomorrow or the day after that. These are good ideas that are going to ultimately show a way forward on this.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the legislation left Democrats out of the process.
They have not ever been interested. You know, they talk, and you, sometimes you all repeat it, that it's a compromise, but it is not a compromise. It may be a compromise with the devil, but it's not a compromise with the Democrats.
A more conservative bill failed to pass the House on Thursday. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the transatlantic alliance remains strong despite differences with President Donald Trump. Speaking in Britain Thursday, Stoltenberg said that while Trump and European nations differ on policy, he is confident that NATO will demonstrate its unity at a summit in July.
And I'm absolutely confident that we will be able to demonstrate transatlantic unity at that summit. Because the most important sign of unity is that we are able to deliver and make decisions together.
NATO leaders are set to meet in Brussels, and Stoltenberg said he expected Trump to repeat his assertion for more European spending on defense. NATO has been disturbed by Trump's America First stance and his recent criticism of U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Canada. Planning is underway for a summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. White House officials tweeted on Thursday that the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, will meet with U.S. allies in London and Rome to discuss national security issues and then travel to Moscow to discuss a potential meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin. Media reports quote unnamed sources as saying the meeting is expected to take place next month during Trump's visit to Europe. Trump has expressed admiration for the Russian leader and recently called for Russia to be readmitted to the G7, even though it was expelled for its 2014 invasion of Crimea. Israel's attorney general has charged the prime minister's wife, Sarah Netanyahu, with fraud for aggravated circumstances and breach of public trust. Reuters' Sarah Charlton has details.
An indictment charged Sarah Netanyahu, along with a government employee, of fraudulently obtaining more than $100,000. That money allegedly used to supply hundreds of meals from restaurants, which is prohibited if a cook is employed at the home. Israel's Justice Ministry released the indictment on Thursday, which charges Netanyahu with aggregated fraud and breach of trust.
Reinforcements rolled into Yemen's Hodeidah Thursday as the army and its regional allies set their sights on the city's port, held by rebels who have vowed to fight to the end. Military sources said the army, backed by troops from the United Arab Emirates, had been sending backup troops to the area ahead of a major offensive to close in on the Red Sea port. A Saudi-led coalition backs the government forces, while Houthi rebels, who have held Hodeidah for 3 years, are backed by Iran. More than 10,000 people have been killed in Yemen's civil war. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.